up, guys? Hey, everyone.
Hi. Welcome to Two Broads.
Talking Bravo.
Episode 4.
God.
We are out of breath because we just watched the Vanderpump finale.
Sorry, let me just give just a small little moment.
Putting this girl into a coma.
All right, cheers. So a little slump.
You lied to me! Jazz poured a shot and she said it was water.
You actually believed me and thought it was water? Yes. Wait, for reals? No, it's gin.
I'll never trust you again. Wait,
I was totally kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, I'm actually kind of glad you believed
me. You totally bamboozled me. That's so not fair. Who takes shots of gin? Oh my gosh.
It was just a little bit. It was Hendrix. That's like good quality gin.
No.
It's also bad. No. Have a sip of the tea. It's calming tea.
Yeah, I have some freshly imported Spanish calming tea.
Honestly, we need it. Guys, whoever watched that finale.
Everyone, all take a breath together. In and out. Okay, we made it. We survived.
That was freaking insane. Holy shit, what the hell? The craziest part was like literally all week. So as you guys know, I just got back from my trip and I couldn't watch the finale when it aired. And so the whole time I was like trying not to go on Instagram because of course there's a bunch of spoilers there and like clips on Instagram as you guys know. And like, it was just so difficult. Like, I mean, I did my best, but like my whole Instagram like blew the frick up. Like, it had not only the memes, but it had like other influencers and other people from other shows talking about the finale.
Yeah.
So pretty much everyone I followed was talking about the finale. So I was like, oh my God, I'm like dying. And never in my life have I ever been so excited to leave a vacation. it was long enough. I had fun. I had a great time. Don't get me wrong. But literally, I was like, I can't wait to go home. I can't wait to watch the finale. I can't wait to record. And like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
The funniest part too is that I literally wanted to tell you this and I was like, oh wait. On my flight home, I was sitting next to this girl and she was this random girl and I like kind of looked over her phone and I just saw her like, Dear Tom Raquel. So I just kind of talked to her and I just go, is that Vanderpump Raquel? She was like, yeah.
Are you kidding?
You watch Vanderpump? And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, not only a big fan, but like a ginormous, like the biggest fan ever, basically. And she was like, I was like, is that episode about the finale? She was like, yes. Do you know that podcast Toast with Girl with No Job? So that's what she was listening to. So then I told her about our podcast and I was like, wait, that's so funny. So my friend and I, we started this podcast. So yeah, I told her about it. But then we talked about Vanderpump like for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Literally out of and the best part too was that her boyfriend was sitting next to her and she was like, we paid to watch this episode in Aruba and my boyfriend got like way more into it than I did. And he was like chiming in. And I was like,
wait, that's so, I love
that.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Someone placed you guys intentionally together. They knew that you would talk about it.
Oh my God. It was great. It was like the perfect seating. But
no, my gosh.
The whole world was talking about this. So that's why I was like, I can't wait to go home. Fuck. I like.
You know, it's okay.
Feel like traumatized.
Yeah.
From that episode. Like, where do we even want to dig in?
I know. I watched it the day that it aired because I couldn't wait. And because we can't talk about it anyway. We weren't talking about it. We were kind of watching the show in silence and just like looking at each other being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Like, okay, we'll save
literally when I was watching the finale, I'm sorry guys, we didn't film it. Well, I think what we'll do is maybe we should film ourselves watching the reunion together. Maybe like little snippets because I think that'll be really funny.
Yeah.
But I basically ended the finale in fetal position, hugging my pillow because
I took a photo, so.
She did. She'll
add it here.
She'll post it. But this is my support pillow. That was insane.
I know.
Let's unpack this.
I don't even.
Raquel is so demented. Like, her smiling and her giggling.
In the blue outfit in her interview. Like, what? She truly looks like she was rehearsing that in the mirror, and then she's doing that to herself. And she's like, you know what? Yeah, that seems like really like believable and sweet and genuine and nice. And it's just like,
who does that? Like, I can't even form words because
I know.
I still need time to decompress.
So we'll start at the beginning. So it starts with Sheena and Raquel on Watch What Happens Live, and then...
Dude, the moment that happened, I was like, I'm gonna pass away, like, cause that's the moment when everything unraveled, right? Like, that's when...
I think it was the same night, because then it cuts to Sheena, cuts to Ariana
and saying, Tom at the concert.
Exactly, Ariana Tom's playing at the show.
Yeah,
Tom
finds
the video, and then cutting to Sheena, with Raquel, and Raquel just casually being like, oh yeah, like, I've been having an affair with Tom, and everyone just found out. And then she was like, what?
The fact that she says that so nonchalantly too, it's like,
exactly.
Are you freaking kidding me?
It says it all. It says all that needs to be said about it is that neither of them have any remorse.
How the fuck can you have a best friend that just says that so nonchalantly? Like, literally no emotion, no empathy, no soul, like, just blank. Like, Raquel is just blank. Like, blank in the head. Like, just, like, a robot. She's a robot with no feelings.
Yeah.
Because how can a real human being say that? Like, what the frick? And the fact that Tom, I still can't get over the fact that Tom literally in his confessional, he, like, I know I already said this, but like, he literally goes, when they find, like, when he talks about the video of Raquel on his phone, and he's like talking about it in the confessional, and then he goes, normally I would delete something like that on my phone. Bitch, are you kidding me? That's basically-
But it was like such a busy day.
Yeah!
Like, that also says it all that, like, he needs to say is that this is what, it's like, it's, oh, you know, I almost didn't get caught. It was just a busy day. It's not like...
He's also insinuating that he does that all the time. Because he also said that so nonchalantly. He was like, normally if I had this on my phone, I would delete it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, like, he's literally insinuating that, like, it would be normal for him to have that on his phone. And he would just normally remove it, but he was so preoccupied, he forgot. And it's like, wow, that is what you say about that? Not the fact that you're a piece of shit, you're sorry, you regret it, you're gonna self-reflect. It's just like, oh shit, I slipped up, I got caught cheating. Normally I'm pretty good at covering up, but this time I messed up. That's literally what he said. Like, how demented is that too? Like, that's so demented. And then the crazy part too, I know we're fast forwarding, but when Sheen, aka Shishu, was talking to Tom when Tom Sandoval came to Sheena's house, and Sheena goes, have you cheated on Ariana before? And Tom was like, well, once, it wasn't really a random person, but we don't want me to get into that. Like, Who did he cheat on? Do you know?
Billy Lee is...
Oh my god. That's why they showed him with Billy Lee. So that was confirmation that it was Billy Lee?
I think so.
Sick fuck.
But someone also said that it's not someone on the show but associated with the show. So I guess that could be Billy Lee. I mean, I don't know if she's ever really like officially a part of the cast.
She wasn't part of the cast, but she was in season 8 for a lot of it. Just like the other newbies. But she never had like her in the intro, you know, the intro, I think that's like the main cast.
Yeah.
And then you have the side characters, like Max as well, the manager of Tom Tom.
Yeah.
So Billy Lee was like kind of like that second character. But
Miami girl.
Miami girl.
Confirmed. Yeah.
Yep. Dude, like how do you just think that's okay? Honestly, that video when Kristen goes, I wish Ariana, not I wish her well, but she was like, Ariana's gonna be sleeping in bed with the best liar. Ariana's not gonna realize, like.
It was the clip back like 10 years when basically Kristen and Tom were breaking up and Ariana was taking over.
I'm still in shock, I can't speak.
And she's just saying, you'll be sleeping next to someone, you'll never know if they're telling the truth or not.
Freaky shit.
Chills. Like, I've already seen the episode and I watched it again. I got chills like
three times watching it again. It's just, and the way that Ariana carries herself, I know, like, she's, like, being very composed when she's with him because, like, she's basically numb, and like you said, she's indifferent.
Well, that too. And cameras as well. Like, I'm sure that's part of it, but.
Yeah, she, like, broke down with Lisa and, like, you know, Sheena and the rest of them, but I think she handled it, like, really well, and.
When she said, "I still miss him" at the end, I was like, cause you're right, like, you said this before, where it's like they're mourning a loss.
Right,
you
but
said
then,
something along those lines.
Yeah, but she's also realizing it's, like, a person that didn't really exist, because this person is not the same person, basically, as she thought he was.
Right, right.
So it's just like, it's heartbreaking. It's
heartbreaking. I literally can't. This whole finale, can you imagine that they added this episode? Every other episode was unedited, and then they add this. And the entire time, it was like so heavy, so intense, like, the whole world's talking about it. Like,
I feel like it was a whirl, like the whole season
was
a whirlwind.
Yeah, it was.
It felt so fast, and I can't believe we have a 3-part reunion coming up.
Oh my god, I can't even think of that right now. I'm like too stressed.
There's so much more.
The thing that like really got me though was that when you really watch this episode, primarily the scene, again going back to Sheena and Tom's conversation, that really got me because it almost felt like an end of an era, because Sheena went back to like day one and how she was like recapping of how when she just joined Sir and just became the friend group, joined the friend group, and then Tom was so nice to her and always included her, made her feel so warm. Like just the fact that they just go all the way back to like literal day one, like pre-Vanderpump, like the show. And then now it comes to this when Sheena's like, you fuck this all up. You ruined everything. Like, Tom Sandoval probably ruined Vanderpump Rules. Like, the show, the friendship, everything. Like, that's 10 years worth of, like, TV that we binged and watched in reverse and multiple times in order. And
for
now,
what?
It's like, this happens? Yeah. What?
Yeah. And so,
oh my god,
we haven't even watched the Watch What Happens Live.
Not yet.
With Ariana yet.
Well, you said you did.
I've seen it, but we didn't get to watch it today before this.
Yeah.
And so two of the big things that you should note that I remember.
Oh boy.
Is, number one, is that they're both in the house still. They still have the house and they're both living out of the house.
Shut
together.
Up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't think they have contact with each other. Like Ariana says they have like go-betweens. Basically people that
like shifts?
I think they have shifts and then they have people that help like coordinate between them. So they don't have to directly speak to each other. They'll have like a middle person.
No freaking way.
That communicates with the other person's middle person. And yeah, so they don't have to like communicate to each other.
How the hell is that normal?
I don't know. I think, you know, they obviously weren't planning on selling their home or anything.
Dude, that's crazy.
And so now this happens and they're probably gonna, I'm assuming.
I mean, they definitely have to. They can't live in that house with people coordinating, you know, as middlemen. That's not like a normal lifestyle. Like,
yeah.
What?
So they'll probably end up.
How? Dude, if I was her, I would be like, get your ass out of the damn house. You don't deserve to be here. What?
I agree, but I'm guessing legally because they
like
both
she can't
own
do anything.
It. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he could have common courtesy and be like, okay, yeah, you know, I'll find other accommodations. I don't want to.
Well, that's also how demented he is too. It's like, if you're a normal human being, you would be like, you know what? I screwed up. You stay in the house. I'm just going to get, dude, he literally could live with shorts. He literally could, like if his issue is like, all right, there's a lot of money in the business. I get that financially. You know, it's just not doable for him to get another apartment. Schwartz did, when Schwartz and Katie separated, like, remember Schwartz was saying how he had his mortgage and rent?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not gonna call Schwartz normal, like, I'm so mad at him right now and I'll get into that a little bit, but at least he's decent and has a brain where he's like, you know what, I'll get my own place, Katie and I will figure out the house a little bit, and they did sell the house, right? Or not yet?
I think so. Yeah.
They did sell the house?
Sure,
I know they were
I'm
trying
sure.
to sell the house.
Yeah.
Last time.
No, Sandoval could have the decency, but
Sandoval literally could stay with Schwartz.
Yeah.
What's the actual decency. Shit? Wow. That's crazy.
And
holy crap. Oh no. What else? There's more.
Well, have you seen the rumors that Tom and Raquel have broken up?
Oh my god, yes!
So.
What the hell?
Andy asks Ariana about that. And Ariana's like, she's been sending him letters in the mail and we just got one a couple days ago. So I find that hard to believe.
Okay, first of all, letters. What the actual shit? What is this, like, 1962?
And he's like, what do they say? She's like, I don't know, that's a felony, I'm not opening.
That's hilarious, that's true.
That is a felony. I mean, probably really hard to resist. I would want to open those, but...
I mean, I guess legally she probably doesn't want to get dirty and, like, mess with anything, because that would be pretty crazy. What the hell?
I know.
Dude, letters? Is it because she's still, like, not on her phone?
I think she's off the grid, yeah.
She is off the grid right now.
And there's a whole other rumor that she's pregnant with his baby. That's why she's off the grid.
Oh, my God.
Which, I don't know. All of the rumors that say that, they're like, take this with a grain of salt. This is a very, you know, like, loose rumor.
The pregnancy rumor.
Out of nowhere.
When you sent me that, I was like...
It's like, what else? What else?
Like, literally just slumped in my seat. I was like, I don't even know anymore. I don't even know.
The next rumor is that Sandoval is running for president. Like, that's literally the only thing that would be crazier, where we would drop our jaw even more. Like, there's nothing left. Point, there's nothing left.
That would be pretty funny. Like, that would just be a joke. Like, wow, what in the flying hell? So maybe the rumors of them breaking up is maybe because she's off the grid and, like, they're not... physically together?
Maybe, yeah. I don't really know what they stem from. Like, I don't do that much reading about
it.
There's only so much research we can do.
I know.
Before we get mentally, physically, emotionally exhausted.
I thought it was hilarious when James calls Raquel and
best
just part. Straight up goes, so,
No, do the accent.
No, you do it. You're so good.
No, you're doing your
British. You're so much better. My British is so stupid.
So, Raquel, so, like, how you feel, like, losing all your friends in Los Angeles?
That's top notch, man. Top notch.
And the fact that I thought she was gonna, like, straight up hang up on him after, like, the first question he asked.
No, I know.
She stayed on the phone. Like, she was just letting it happen. I'm like, why is she still on the phone?
She's crazy. She's demented. She probably wants the screen time.
But I don't even know if she knew that they were recording it.
You know, that's actually a good point. Do they ever know when they're on the phone being recorded?
No clue.
Maybe not. Cause maybe like...
I don't think they need to know because like obviously they've signed all of their agreements that can be on camera. I don't think they do it for every single scene.
You know, you're like, probably right, because like basically they film so much of them, but then they have to like cut it to and condense it, so they don't really know what's gonna be aired or not. So they're like, you know what, it may be aired, may not, so we'll just say whatever. Yeah, that's probably a good point.
Yeah, but what she was saying made her seem like she knew it was being recorded, just the way that she speaks. Cause it's the same way that she speaks in her interviews where she's like, yeah, I mean, I really messed up. What can I say? And it just seems rehearsed and fake. It sounded the same as all of her interviews.
She just doesn't, it really freaks me out how not real of a person she is.
Yeah.
Like, Sandoval is a little bit more real. Granted, he's still demented and still crazy, but I still see like a person in him.
What?
Well, like, but,
wait, are you serious?
Okay, maybe like 2%. 2%! Raquel, I see like -20%. Okay.
See, I don't know.
What?
I think I see them in the same way, especially because he's the one in the 9-year relationship. I mean, she came into this friend group a lot later and
she
was dating someone else and she was on the fringes, and now she's suddenly, because she is single and she's finding herself and experimenting, like, she has less of an emotional stake.
That's true.
I question him much more because he doesn't.
All right, I guess when you put it that way, because they've all known each other for like 13 years, so for him to like do this not once but like multiple times, yeah, he is just sick in the head.
Sick in the head.
They're both sick in the head.
It's really bad.
Oh my god. I will say, I thought there was gonna be more in a Dodie scene.
Me too!
I was a little sad. It seemed kinda like... What's the word? anticlimactic.
Oh.
I don't know. I felt like they built it up so much.
They did.
And maybe they did film a lot and then cut it, but I really thought there was going to be more to, like, the Dodi scene. I don't really know. I wasn't really, I don't know what I was expecting. Were you expecting something?
I mean, I understand they had to fit a lot into one episode where it's like basically Ariana debriefing with all of these people, and yeah. I get that. And there was also a theory of like Ariana, this is a theory, so I don't know if this is true or not, but Ariana basically wanting Dodi to be on air to kind of like help clear her own name.
She did say that.
Yeah, so I think that's really nice if that's true. If Ariana, you know, kind of helped spearhead that so that...
She definitely did, because Dodi posted it on, like, Insta story. She, like, talked about it, where she was like, just so you know, guys, like, I didn't go on the show just for screen time. Like, I only did it because Ariana really wanted me to do it. Mm-hmm. She encouraged me, and so... Oh, you know what happened? Bravo had reached out to Dodi first, and asked Dodi, do you want to be part of the scene? And then Dodi was like, I'm only going to do it if Ariana is comfortable with it. Otherwise, I'm not going to bother because I don't want to take away from her, because now this is going to be centered around her. Like, this is Ariana's finale. But yeah, so and then Ariana was like, no, I want you here with me by my side. I want you part of it. So that was really nice. Aww. So that's why Dodi was like part of it. And maybe that's why they didn't put too much of her, I guess, because... The fans probably would have fixated more on that versus the crazy other shit, which I find hard to believe because everything else was, like, freaking mental the entire episode. Like, every single clip, I was, like, out of breath.
You were.
It was so much.
I mean, same, honestly.
It definitely lived up to its expectations, I would say, because, like, I think there's nothing like waiting a whole week for this episode and everybody hyping it up to then... You watching it, and then you're like, oh, well, that wasn't as crazy as I thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
That was mental. That was the craziest reality TV show I've ever seen in history.
I think this is the climax of the entire series. Like, I don't think they or any other Bravo show will ever be able to top this.
No, I don't think so.
Ever.
Not unless maybe, like, the Real Housewives, they do some crazy shit, like... Okay, what's crazier, Jen Shah and the FBI investigation, or this?
Oh, the thing is, if they had so many more seasons, and then it happened,
that's
like,
true.
This is season 10, so we rode the whole journey with Tom
I was
and Ariana.
Gonna say that. Yeah.
And then
that's why I was telling Molly's sister's Kate, where I, remember how I told you last time, where Kate had just gotten into the new season, I said, Kate, you will feel the true and genuine impact of all this if you go along that journey, which is starting from season one, watching everything, because the context helps.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
The background. Whereas, like, Jen Shah's investigation, that was, like, literally the beginning of season two.
Right.
It's like, the show just started.
We don't know
that. And she's already being investigated by the FBI. Like, what the actual shit? The show just started. What the hell?
I bet those producers are kicking themselves, wishing they got out there a few years earlier.
Oh my god.
To really get into it. Although, I think that's tough, though, because, like, especially with this, like, they just picked cameras back up and they filmed a new finale.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. That's
Whereas
true.
With Jen Shah, she's just, like, in jail and they can't film her. So it's not really that interesting because, like, we can't watch any
of Bravo producers outside of jail.
Or like, through the bars.
Being freaking hilarious.
Just getting glam through, like, so.
Wait, that honestly, I hate to say it, but that would be freaking hilarious.
I
don't
know.
We have a reality TV show right now, though, that talks about, not talks about, but, like, is centered around people in jail? Is that a thing? I swear to God, I heard
Did
of that.
Did you dream this up?
No, I swear to God. I'll have to look into it. I'll look into it and get back to you guys. All right, how is Stassi's thing? I'm so excited to hear about
it
that.
It was so much fun. Okay,
really?
First thing I've ever really done like that where I go to an event or something by myself. And at first I was like, okay, you know, I feel like a little odd. But
yeah,
I park and I'm walking towards the theater and it's like, I don't know, like half a mile, maybe a little bit less. Then I just hear other people walking and like,
just talking about Scandoval, talking about Stassi, talking about her Instagram post. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like I just landed on a planet and it's like a Bravo planet.
I know. I literally was, like, our so dream, excited. Dream environment.
So you know? Excited. So, there's like a pretty long line to get inside and like that was a little uncomfortable, like sitting through by myself, but aww. I made it. It was okay. Like I kind of got used to it. I was like, you know, I'm on my own. It's all right. And like.
Just living the moment. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And so I got to my seat and it was literally.
Dude.
In the second row.
The pictures you sent me, I was like screaming. I like showed it to my mom and she didn't get it. I was like, whatever, useless. But I was like, holy shit, you were literally in the front row, pretty much.
The pictures looked further than it was. She was probably 20 feet away from me.
I would have like fainted.
And we made eye contact several times.
Oh my God.
So cool. It was so cool.
That's so crazy.
And so kind of like the format of the show. So I found my seat and then, there was still a little bit of time before it started, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go grab some wine.
Love it.
So I went to grab wine, so I kind of missed the intro act, but that was just, Taylor
Strucker.
Strucker. I always mix
she
her up
did
with
some,
her.
She did a, like a piece at the
She was
show?
There, yeah, so I guess she opened it, cause I overheard in the
oh,
wine
she
line.
Opened it.
She opened up, yeah, and so.
I thought she was just there for moral support, cause they're best friends.
No, so she's like a part of the show. Her and Beau are okay. part of the show and she opened up the show and she's from Boston, so I'm assuming she
oh,
did something
that.
With that. Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
But I missed her part because I was getting wine, but it was totally worth it.
Priority.
And priorities.
Very important.
Yeah. And
did you get a Pinot Grigio?
I...
Oh, come on. What? That would have been the first drink
Wait,
of 20.
I think I did.
I hope you did.
It was either Sauv Blanc or Pinot Grigio.
Bro. Still good option.
It might have been Prosecco. I got a white wine.
I know, whatever. That's fine.
I got a Prosecco.
You got some nice,
I needed something
you got a nice
sparkly.
Cocktail.
But yeah, and then
was it funny? What like was her whole piece like comedic or was it?
Yeah. So it based
storytelling.
Like yeah. So I came back inside and it was like perfect timing. They were showing like slideshows of Hartford and then. It was like
oh,
a little
saw
video
some
of
videos
her.
On Instagram.
It was so sweet because like Hartford
so
wasn't on tour
cute.
With them. She's at home. And then Stassi comes out by herself and does this little like opening like set type of thing and it was like almost like a stand up.
Okay.
Piece, honestly.
I love,
and she's
it.
Also commented like how we were so like entertained and like laughing with her. She's like, oh my gosh, like you guys are great. Like you think I'm so funny. Like she was really funny.
She's hilarious.
She has such a good like stage presence, but she's really chill and just, I liked the format too. So it was her for a little bit and
yeah.
then, they sat down on like couches together and then Beau came out for a little and then Taylor came out for a little.
Okay,
like
yeah,
a little pop culture
hour.
Yeah.
I love
and of
it.
Course talked about Scandoval.
Oh.
Nothing like really, really crazy groundbreaking, but like she was like, yeah, Miami girl, like we always knew that that was real. Like no one really like that was a lie.
Duh, it was like the stupidest scene ever. Like of course it was real. Like why would a random girl come in there and lie to just get
Who would fly from Florida to California?
It was kind of
a part of a joke.
But it's also kind of ridiculous though for her to do that. Like why does she care? Why did she do that? She must have been paid. Someone mm-hmm. had to have paid her to do that.
Maybe Doty paid for her ticket because wasn't Doty the one that like
I think Doty maybe did that.
Her out for it,
yeah.
But... Yeah, and it was just so incredible to be there and like to be in the crowd,
oh
everyone that was just so hyped. Like I completely forgot that I was alone. I was like, no, it's me hanging out with Stassi tonight. Like,
yes!
I wouldn't be talking to anyone anyway.
It was
like,
so cool.
It was so much fun. I was like, the seats were incredible. And then at the end, there was like a little karaoke moment where it's like, all right, everyone stand up. Like,
oh,
a little
really?
Karaoke moment. And it was
oh
love.
My god, I can't believe I missed this show.
I know.
Like what the hell? Dude,
I'm really
so many Bravo people were not even Bravo people. I remember who was the fourth person in Boston. So first Stassi was in Boston, I was out of town. Hannah Berger was in Boston, I was out of town. James Kennedy was in Boston.
I
was out of town.
That.
Taylor fucking Swift was the fourth person.
That's not a Bravo level.
It doesn't matter.
If you're
Taylor
in town this
Swift.
Weekend and she's in town this weekend.
Yeah, but I'm like busy right now.
Oh.
We're doing this.
Oh, is that why you didn't go to the concert?
No, it's because getting tickets was also like a nightmare and a half, but
yeah.
I didn't even bother.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. You
wow.
just skip town and-
I hope Stassi comes back and does a show. I did see some videos on Instagram. It looked sick. her intro was like a little gothic horror kind of haunted house thing. Did she do that?
Her intro song when she came out was Guess Who's Back.
Oh, so she must change it up then.
Maybe, but her opening.
I love that
book. It's so good. I was like, that's amazing. Her opening like set or whatever when she was on her own. She was talking about how it's called the Mommy Dearest Tour, and I guess there's some kind of like horror-ish movie called Mommy Dearest, and that's kind of what it was based off of, because she's not like, I'm not like, ooh, like, mommy baby on board. Like, she's like, no, Mommy Dearest, like the horror movie.
Well, and
like,
some people love Stassi's vibe too. She loves the whole like haunted horror-ness. But she probably must change it up then if she didn't do that for you guys, because I saw it on Instagram and it had like lights flickering, like a haunted house. And I was like, this is so freaking saucy, but so cool. Like, I'm here for it.
Oh, that's fun. No, this was more like
it's fun to change it up too, because they'll probably get bored. Maybe you gotta have like, maybe tweak it a little bit here and then.
Keep it fun.
Bo did FaceTime Hartford too at his other show. I don't remember if it was like in Philly or something, but like Hartford was on the phone and he was like sitting on the couch, and then he showed Hartford to like everybody.
Aww.
And I was like, ah, that's so cute.
That's really sweet.
But he didn't do that though.
No.
So that's why I'm thinking they tweak it maybe just a little bit to change it up a bit.
Yeah, they probably would get bored if they said the same thing over and over again.
Worth it though?
Totally worth it. Oh my gosh. I can't believe those seats were that
so
much.
I'm so glad
like,
you went. That
so
literally makes me so happy.
Yeah,
like to get the pictures. Like,
I have pictures.
That literally made me so happy.
Of the stage, and then like, we were doing a little karaoke at the end, and then people started, like, going up to the stage and taking pictures. So I, like, tried to get, like, a really bad blurry selfie. I have, like, one with, like, Bo in the background. One with, like, Stassi,
so
like, walking by, like, waving.
I'll
post it. Yeah. I tried my best. I was so excited.
No, it was perfect. It was so good. Literally, I don't know if you did it intentionally, but there is a picture of you with the selfie and Stassi's looking at the camera.
Yeah, I think she just literally wanted to be in the picture.
I was screaming because I didn't know if you had like chit-chatted with her to be like, hey, can you get my photo? But I was like, oh, maybe you didn't do that.
No, because it was still during like the sing-along, but people started doing it. So she was like walking down the stage to get in people's pictures with them.
It was so
good. I think she's like, she tried to get in it, but it was just like, I was too excited and I tried to take a million and I was just moving and
it was amazing.
I did what I could, but it was so much
you
fun.
You crushed it, pal. It was amazing.
And well, I tried to plug the podcast a little bit after the show. I talked to some folks outside. I said, check us out.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So if anyone was there, hi. It was really nice to meet you.
Hope you guys are enjoying the pod so far.
Everyone I met was super, super nice and just like was so hyped and just like, it was such good vibes. Like, the whole time it was such good vibes and everyone had a great time. So it was totally, totally worth it.
I love it.
So sorry you missed it. I took pictures and videos and...
It's okay. I was reading her book though when I was in Aruba, and of course I haven't like finished it. I still have a lot more to go, but it's so good. Also, I can't believe I didn't know anything about the canceling. Like,
you didn't know anything?
No, I mean, I don't know what the hell I did with myself. But like when her and Dodie got canceled, I don't know how I just like didn't sleuth or like Google it. But when I was reading the book, I was like, what the hell? Shut the hell up. Like, I vaguely knew why they got canceled. Like, I knew it was to do with racism. And like, I knew they had said something, Stassi had said something bad on our podcast, but the book goes into more detail and she just talks about her whole like journey through it. And I thought that was like really cool and really incredible. So.
Yeah.
So far, so good. I didn't feel totally left out. You know, I was like kind of there in spirit while you're at the shows reading her books. I was like, it's pretty good. So.
I was thinking of you.
Oh, thanks, man. I was at the beach.
You were having a good time.
Not
you
really
weren't
thinking
of me.
Well, I did. I did when you sent the pictures. When you sent the pictures, I was like, when you sent the pictures, I was super happy. And I was like, but I wish I was there. Like,
I know.
It would have been sick. But
right.
You know
next
what?
Time. We'll get it next time.
We'll get it next time. But, we gotta run.
Yeah.
You know, this was good. We'll talk about Summer House maybe next time, because I will say that episode of Summer House was pretty crazy.
Yes.
It was pretty wild. Like,
it was.
The whole Lindsay and Danielle relationship right now, bro, it's intense as shit. But
yeah.
we can dive more later, because
we'll dive into that. We'll talk
more
Below Deck. And
I have to catch up on Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Yeah. And part one of the reunion is coming up on Wednesday.
So are we gonna watch it next week on Wednesday?
We'll watch it, yeah.
Okay, I'll block my calendar.
Block your calendar.
Maybe take PTO the next day. Take a day.
Stock up on your gin shots and whatever else you need. Your inhaler, get a new prescription.
Honestly, I might just bring in like a Medicare crew just to have a standby in case something happens.
Whatever it takes. Safety first.
Oh my god. I literally can't. Well, thanks for listening to us, guys. Thanks. Cheers. Have a good day.
Thanks for watching and listening. We'll catch you next time. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe if you feel like it.
Do.
All right. Adios.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, that was some drinks.